This is Mile High.
Do I want to tell the story or do I want to show the message?
You've got a lot of work to do between Mile High.
The time has come where we can know.
We have a responsibility, an ethical and moral responsibility.
We have to do it better in order to move people along.
Up, down, inside out.
If you get your mind right,
it is not. It is a receipt for exploit.
Because love is my first technique.
It's now time for the show.
Welcome to the Mile High Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Daniel Knowles. Thank you for joining us from whatever altitude you're at. We are both at the Mile High altitude, which we hope you rise up to August 20th to 23rd, www.milehigh2020.com. And I am grateful to have on this podcast my good friend, fellow Colorado Mile High Maverick, Dr. Joseph Arve. We have gone back years in Colorado in service to practice members in Colorado, to Colorado Chiropractic, and you know, our brothers on this mission. He was the president of the Colorado Chiropractic Wellness Alliance years back when we ran that and did our philosophy nights, and he's opened up Mile High every year. And so we're grateful to have him on the podcast. Welcome, Dr. Joseph Arve.
Thank you, Dr. Danny. It's been a wild ride, you know, just from everything we're doing. And I'm just honored. I'm just blessed to be here. So thank you for having me. You know, as we look around during this time and we get ready for Mile High, it's been a crazy few weeks, especially in Colorado, when we see what's going on. And people ask us, well, how you doing? And I really tell them at the bottom of my heart, there's been no better time to be a principal chiropractor, to be a Mile High chiropractor. And, you know, and just the things that we're doing and the ways that we're treating people and taking care of people, because right now the world is full of dis-ease, not ease. And as us being doctors of ease, you know, I feel that right now the message that I want to share today is even more important. Again, I thought back a few months ago, how many times have I done my doctor's report? And I literally have come up, I mean, to lowball it at least 1,250 times. And, right. And here's the thing. The message has not changed for almost literally 30 years. I mean, I'm going in my 28th year in Colorado here. I spent a year or so in Ohio. And so the message hasn't changed. We've been warning people. And so, and again, Dr. Andy, forgive me. I'm going to be me. I'm going to get on a roll. If you have any questions you need, want to jump in, go right ahead. I wish you luck.
Well, I'll say this. I feel like we, you and I, and chiropractors have trained for this our whole lives.
Oh, perfect.
We've trained for this our whole lives, both in taking care of our own health.
Yes.
And in teaching our practice members to be healthy.
Yes.
And this is a time where our calling to service should be highest.
You hit the nail on the head. Literally, we have been training all our lives for such a time as this, that our message, and, you know, people would ask me, well, what are you going to do? I mean, what do you mean what I'm going to do? Either what I've said for the last 30 years has been a bunch of BS just to make money, or you're going to see me simply do what I've been doing, say what I've been saying, and keep things going. Because here's the thing. Healing is electric first, then chemical. And what makes it so exciting is that, you know, that the brain is like, you know, like the powerhouse of the body. In the womb, when the spark of life hits, it's a spark of life. It's not a chemical phenomenon at first. It's a spark of life. And so our brains are so important. And just like a cell phone, we have to keep our brains, we have to keep our cell phones charged on a regular basis if we want all the apps to even work like they're supposed to and function. And so I ask all my practice members on day one, we need to find out what's going on right now. If your battery is on empty or is your battery on full first? Because everything in your life, all your function, all your hormones, all your mood, your emotions, your physical body, your spiritual connection, it is all tied into that brain of yours. And we need to make sure that it's running on full not running on empty. Because, I mean, I've been to Zimbabwe twice. I've helped the Colorado Rapids win a championship in 2010. I've been to two Olympics in 2012 and 2016. And again, they could have had anybody they wanted, but they wanted us because we came from the whole standpoint that healing is electric first. And if you're going to go out and perform at your very best, then you better be performing at a full battery at a state of ease and power and strength, not doing everything else everybody else is doing, but you're doing it on an empty battery. You're doing it on a brain that's not responding in its full strength and power from above down, inside out.
1,000%.
Yeah. And so if you allow me, you know, again, you know, we're created. Even BJ said that adjustment was something extra. You know, that we connect man the physical to God the spiritual. And that's not necessarily a religious lesson. But again, the longer I do this, Danny, the longer I realize, crap, this stuff is really true. And it hasn't changed since 1895 or thousands of years, right? I mean, women have been pregnant for around 9 months for thousands of years. That's the principle that we work with. And that's how consistent. And so literally that, you know, the ease or dis-ease, that's what I want my patients to understand first. Are you living a life of ease where healing and happiness and health, that all comes from electrical first, then chemical? And so the thing is that if healing is chemical and not electrical, then all our patients that try medication, shots, and surgery to somehow get happy, why do they end up sickness to disease and dying way too soon? Because healing is not chemical. And the people who aren't monitoring their nerve system on a regular basis, who don't know where their spine is at one way or another, whether through mammography or through x-ray, and they're just going in and getting popped and prayed for and cracked, well, guess what? That's not good enough. It might have been fine back in the early days, but now we have to know and be able to measure and test what we're doing to know that we're correcting subluxations, because power and healing is electrical, not just chemical.
Right.
And then,
an outcome that we actually are delivering what we're doing. And I'm not saying that there's one way to assess that that's better than another, but are we actually improving the adaptability and moving a person from dis-ease to ease?
To ease. And can you prove it? Again, health is not just the absence of disease or infirmity or pain. You have to, again, you have to understand I came out of the, if you would, and again, I don't mean to assault anyone, I'm sorry, but I came out of the dogma and BS of the chiropractic dogma, if you just will, of listen, that, you know, well, it doesn't work, you know, innate does this and innate does that and it's situational this and that. And literally I always ask, like, my daughter, for primary reason, because of birth trauma and because of fall when she was really, really young, had seizures. And I was doing everything that my traditional chiropractic was telling me to do. I was clearing the nerve system. But the expression of dis-ease, her body not being at ease through the seizures, what kept happening. So I had to get better. I had to dig deeper into the principles so I could create a life of ease for her by still following the rules that we teach every day in our practice. And so here's the thing. When the brain is clear, when the spine is clear and there's no distortion, everything is flowing like it's supposed to, then that brain will respond in ease. And then that ease will react to chemicals of dopamine and serotonin, And all the happy hormones for memory and for learning and for life and for love and for function. That's, and then you look at the behavior. So if that person's behaving as a positive person, they're successful, they're kind to others, they love God, they love themselves, they're kind to others. That simply is a external expression of that internal chemical environment. And that chemical environment is an expression of the brain being in a positive state of ease. Does that make sense?
1,000%.
So then we have the three T's that come into our world: toxins, trauma, stinking thinking. And guess what? It doesn't matter where in the planet you live, you can't avoid those three T's. Chiropractic, Mile High Chiropractic, is not about avoiding toxins or trauma or stinking thinking, because it exists. I mean, especially turn on your computer, look on Facebook, look out there. There's enough toxins and trauma, you can't avoid it. So we're not talking about when you're a chiropractic member or chiropractic patient teaching you how to avoid pain or how to avoid the poop storms of life. We want to teach you how to be so strong physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, that when the poop storms hit, you go through them and you're stronger. And that's really the promise of get the big idea and everything else follows. That's really the promise of get adjusted, be strong, be healthy, follow that lifestyle. And when poop hits, when things hit, if you get mumps or chicken pox or rubella or coronavirus, then you walk through that and you come out of it with lifetime immunity.
Right. Exactly. People are more adaptable because
you adaptability.
You've decreased the destructive survival values and you've increased the constructive survival values.
Absolutely.
And health.
Absolutely. And that's how that's the chiropractic lifestyle. It's not living in fear it's not living in fear of understanding the principle. It's not living in fear of your patients, that you actually are the leader. It's not living in fear of your family. It's not living in fear of your team. It's not living in fear of the government or anybody else. I tell my doctors and myself, I tell myself this, I am my message. My message is me. And I have to be, I mean, our leadership, was this Dr. Jim Temple, Dr. Kent, Donnie Epstein, Dan Lindberger, all the guys, Simon Kinch, all those guys, John Minardi, Heidi Havoc, Bruce Lipton, Dan Murphy, all those guys talk about being congruent with who you are and following that and owning your own crap. And so a life of ease is what I want to teach my patients, the kind of doctrine I want to do. Because here's the issue. Toxins, yes, we know they aren't bad. They aren't good for you. Stop drinking out of the dog bowl. Negative thinking, I'll get to it in a minute, but I want to talk about shalom. And shalom is not just a Jewish word for hello and goodbye. It means literally that your state of mind is in alignment with that there's nothing broken, there's nothing missing, and there's nothing lacking within you, right? Doesn't matter what your circumstances show. Doesn't matter what your checkbook says. Doesn't matter what your spouse says about you. That if you put on shalom in your mind every day and you actually speak shalom over yourself, that's that's how you begin to change those affirmations that cognitive psychology says it can flip the switch. You have to wake up in the morning understanding that right now you are created in the image of God, that there is nothing broken, missing, or lacking right now because you are in a state of ease, that you work on your brain and nerve system to keep it in alignment through adjustments and your spinal exercises to keep things moving. Now you use food to fuel your life, not to cover up your emotions. Something every day or every week, you do something to strengthen your body, your mind, your nerve system, and then you protect. I don't necessarily say detox. You protect yourself from stinking thinking. You protect yourself from toxins. You protect yourself from trauma. You protect yourself from people that maybe you shouldn't be hanging out with. And when you do that every day, that's the lifestyle of ease. And that's literally the thing that I want to see this world develop. Sorry.
It's okay. It's good water you're putting in, right?
It's good water. It's good water. It's got everything in it. Right. And so the thing before we talk about what's wrong with the world, because everybody talks about, well, we got to fight this disease. You can't fight disease. It's your fault there's dis-ease in your life. What you have to do is fight to protect your ease. You have to stay in peace. You have to develop habits. You have to make sure the story or the movie playing in your mind is you're under control. You have to understand the GPS of your life, that you're following a good map. You're not in California trying to find Denver. Don't have that map. You're actually in Colorado trying to find Denver. That map works. And so as a Mile High chiropractor, as a principal chiropractor, I really think we need to continue to get better and be a solution to the poop storms we see out there for our patients. Right. We need to let them understand that bad things can happen, but there's an amazing intelligence inside your body that flows from above down, inside out, and it needs no help to be at ease. There just can't be any interference. The problem is that we become subluxated, and I want to transition now into what subluxation does and what it means to me. Go ahead.
Poop storms. Like, the poop storms are probably not going to stop happening, right?
I promise you they won't.
Yeah, most likely, unless you're 6 feet under, there will be poop storms.
Yes.
Right? So don't wait for the poop storms to go away, right? They actually, is you want to see how you can grow for them and you can thrive and adapt through them, as and how can I be more resilient and adaptive, which is what you're talking about.
Right. I mean, some poop storms are self-inflicted.
Yeah.
You don't get adjusted. You stress yourself out. You play too hard. You don't sleep enough. You work too much. You don't listen to your wife, you know. But sometimes poop storms hit and you never saw them coming, right?
Right.
But the good news, like you said, though, if you're training every day, then when it does hit and a bad one hits, somehow by the grace of God, because of your training and because of your mindset and because of those who love around you, you get through it and you come through it faster. So that now you can almost run a 10-minute mile, right?
Right.
You know, so that's the thing. But I haven't, through you and I and all this stuff, it's kind of like this. If you put together a puzzle that has 1,500 pieces in it, you can see the whole picture, right? And sometimes as you're putting it together, you got to look at the box to figure out what the heck you're doing, because you got this one piece in your hand and you're like, I have no clue what this is. And lots of times there are people in science or chiropractic or technique, all the different pieces of chiropractic, and they want to talk all day long on their piece. And they're really smart about their piece. And they could write books about their piece. But sometimes we fail to see how that piece fits into the whole picture of you living a life of ease to your full potential. Does that make sense? And so that subluxation, like it says on the slip on the sidewalk, is that one small piece. But you allow that subluxation now to manifest over time. And like BJ says, that's going to change the hearts and minds of the city, the state, the nation, and the planet. And so the problem with that is that the VAC is anytime that spine gets out of alignment or loses integrity and creates abnormal tension. That could be the birth process, right? So now as soon as that baby's born, now you're going to get fight or flight responses for the first 5 minutes because you're supposed to. But anything after 5 minutes, now that becomes your new environment. You're in a fight or flight state. Well, your adrenaline, your cortisol now gets jacked up. So now your dopamine shuts down, your serotonin shuts down, your oxytocin shuts down, and then your behavior then becomes a dis-ease lifestyle. So whether you're an infant, then there's all kinds of things, a way of expressing that. If you're a child, you can't sit still in school. You have they label you with ADHD, stuff like that. No, you're subluxated, which means your brain is no longer giving off a full battery response, a ease response. Once you're subluxated, your brain senses that something's not right, and it begins to react to it in a dis-ease state, electrically first. So now it goes from strong power, fully powered, now to less powered, because it has to react to whatever the brain tells it. The spine tells it. So then the chemicals begin to come, and then it leads to the behavior. So when you look at the behavior of the child or the individual when they come in, it's not just that someone comes in with back pain. Well, why do they have the back pain? Maybe because, A, the brain is running on a low battery, the spine. The chemicals of inflammation now go to that area or go to any area of the body and expresses pain. The pain's the oil light. It's not the problem. You got to go back up to the brain, find the interference in the spine, make the correction, and turn that power on. Then let that ease then begin to transcend down that person's spinal cord, down that body, down those chemicals, flip the switch, and then let ease and healing begin to happen. Again, there is no process that does not require time. And so to me, that's what the subluxation is. So people come into my office and they're in a state of dis-ease. And I need to tell them, first of all, we need to find out what your brain is on as a full battery or empty battery. Once we see that it's an empty battery because there's subluxation, and again, if you do thermography or EMG, you're going to see reds, blues, and greens, all that stuff going on. That just proves that there's an electrical problem first. Then the adjustment, it resets the brain. It resets the signal. It resets that, and just like charging your cell phone, now it begins to recharge. And as you begin to recharge that cell phone, now the apps can begin to go out of a dis-ease state, dysfunction, now into ease. And that literally is the healing process.
Now, there's something important about that, and I'm so glad you just said the word process, because healing is not an event. It's a process. And once the person starts being less subluxated or unsubluxated, then they have to have enough time in that state, right? That
right.
The body can heal and repair all the damage that happened when they were more subluxated.
Right. Because right now, all they know is a subluxated pattern of behavior. Okay, like that. That's right. All they know. That's their environment. And their environment has reinforced that ever since the moment they got subluxated. So it took time for that subluxation pattern, that state of dis-ease. Sometimes that's their identity. That's all they know. Since the day they were born, all they've known is dis-ease because of the subluxation at birth. And no one got to them in time to correct it and check them and see what's going on. And again, they may be trying to clean up their diet and exercise all the time and detox and meditate. And yet it just doesn't seem to get them out of that dis-ease state until they get adjusted. I mean, we see it. We see people. All the only thing they do right is get adjusted. That means it puts that brain in a state of ease and nothing else seems to bother them. Then we got the person who's eating clean and exercising but not getting adjusted, and they're having a heart attack, which means they looked like they're in a state of ease, yet their body from the inside was in a state of dis-ease. And then finally that expression came out either through behavior and things like that. And so that's what I really love about what we do is because first we've got to get that brain turned back on and that spine corrected and going in the right direction, like you said. And then the process of supporting that, and I teach my patients, listen, you got to walk in shalom. You need to wake up and know that there is nothing broken right now. There's nothing missing, nothing lacking. That, yes, I am in process, but my GPS is set. I know where I want to go, and now I've got a good map to get there. And so I'm going to use food as my fuel. I'm going to exercise and work to strengthen myself. I'm going to protect myself from stinking thinking and the other toxins and traumas. And I'm going to get on this road and I'm going to commit to stay there and live in ease each day and let that take me so that if, not when, I'm saying when the poop storms hit. And again, it may not even be your control, especially if you have children, especially if you've been married as long as I have for at least 31 years, especially if you have a team, especially if you want to go outside and see people, especially if you want to make any kind of impact in this world, poop storms are going to hit. So are you strong enough to get through them and be able to watch and take care of yourself so that you can survive and make a difference in the world?
And I'm sure you've had this experience. I've had this experience in practice. I have no doubt you have. The person that says, like, poop storms, a car accident, okay?
Right.
You know, those things will happen. I'm sorry to say, I hope you never have a car accident again, but it's likely if you're alive another 30, 40 years, there may be one, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's possible. I think, you know, so like you've had the people that have had a car accident, man, when that happened before, I was laid up in bed and this, like, I shook it off.
Right.
Like, said I had a ski fall. I remember falling before and, you know, I was laid up. I couldn't function. If I'd been getting adjusted for 2, 3, 4 years, it seemed like I just bounced off me, right?
Right.
With emotional stresses, right? That you are more resilient for those.
Yeah. And I think as, again, maybe it's because I've been doing this for a little while, I find that I experience more. I mean, I can give everybody my wisdom, but I can't give you my experiences. Like I had a guy come in here the other day, and he's in a lot of pain, but his life is a complete mess. And a lot of it is that he can't control. His boss is not a very kind guy. His job is very stressful. His marriage is hard right now. And I looked at him and I said, you know what? This really sucks right now. And I wish I could tell you it's all going to get better. But keep showing up. We'll get to this together one day at a time. And you know what? Today may be as good as it gets. I don't know. But I'm being real with our patients and saying, I am sorry. I'm sorry you're going. It's not like, oh, get adjusted and you'll never have problems again. No, 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 no. You know what? Life stinks. I'm sorry. But guess what? We're going to get to this together. And I listen. I care about you. And the thing is, that's what we get to keep pointing them to. Because if the battery is your brain, okay, fully charged or on empty. Now, I'm switching gears on you now, Danny. Hang on. Here we go. I'm going to pull up my garden hose now. The green grass and the brown grass and the dead grass I have talked about for years is that chemical reaction. So if your battery's charged, then the chemical reaction is a green grass expression. That's how it's supposed to be. But when the subluxation happens, the chemical reaction to our body then is a ground grass or dead grass expression. And our goal is to get them back to green grass health by adjusting the spine, flipping the switch, and then you see things return and then keep you there. And so, again, if you want to be emotionally at ease, physical at ease, and spiritually at ease, then we have to be clear and live a life of ease, of shalom, and use food as fuel, be strong, and protect ourselves from the three T's, or at least be aware of them at all times. But what happens is that if we have a dis-ease lifestyle, because 95% of all medical diseases, expressions, right, oilites, if you would, they say are lifestyle-induced. Well, the only way it can be lifestyle-induced is if you have brown grass or dead grass chemical reactions going inside your body, jacking up inflammation, decreasing the immune system, destroying the gut, destroying your reproductive organs and hormones, destroying your heart, destroying your lungs, as a normal expression of that chemical reaction due to that subluxation being on the brain. So if someone says, well, why did I get that cancer? What did I do wrong? Nothing. Your body made that because you're living in a life of dis-ease because of the three T's, toxins, trauma, and stinking thinking. And because of the trauma, the subluxation, that cancer is not manifest. That inflammation is manifest stuff causing the heart. It was never created. It was created to be at ease for up to 120 years. So why is it not at ease? Because of the subluxation. Because of the trauma, the stinking thinking, and the toxins that now the lifestyle, once you get your subluxations corrected, now we can begin to process ourselves back to a life of ease. And it takes time. So that when the same thing happens in 2020 that happened to you in 2015, you're like, oh, it wasn't so bad. I actually did pretty good this time. Wow, I must be getting better. And that's exactly where it's at. That's exactly where it's at. So, you know, I think we've covered pretty much. Go ahead.
One of the things pointed about what you said is that when the person is subluxated, they will start having behaviors that will reinforce those patterns. They will tend to more reach for the sugar, more reach for the less healthy food choices. They will tend to make those choices. When they're less subluxated and they have an experience of running at full optimum power, fully charged battery, they notice more easily, oh, this choice didn't really serve me too well.
Right. And they're more aware
right.
of what's going on. Again, so when they start coming to us as Mile High doctors, we're not going to tell them you're dumb. Take this, take that. And again, forgive me. I've been there. Oh, pain's not the problem. Lay down. Let me get you adjusted. Let me turn the power on. You don't understand the principle. Boy, I was just really a bad knucklehead back in the early days, you know. And literally, they're not trying to say fix my pain. They're trying to communicate with me and say, hey, I hurt today. And I always say, you know what? I bet that really sucks right now. Let's get your body. Remember, let me remind you that your body knows how to heal right now. Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. And so that's the whole key, is just because the process and of being real with people and understanding that we want to help them get back to ease and live there, that's really what it's all about. Because again, science has proven to us, whether it's Heidi Havoc, whether it's everybody else proven the different things, the different articles. I mean, I went back and looked at all the articles back from like 1900s of what they did back in the Spanish flu. And a lot of the sanitariums and a lot of Seventh-day Adventists said, look, fight to stay healthy. Fight to stay well. You do not want to get pneumonia, because back then, if you got pneumonia, you had a 50-50 chance of living. But why is it back then when I had Spanish flu and I went to the medical doctor, I had a 1 in 15 chance of surviving. And yet when I got the Spanish flu back then, I went to the chiropractor, I had a 1 in 789 chance of surviving. Because that chiropractor flipped the switch back on, rebooted the computer. You know, they didn't have computers back then. They rebooted the brain. The brain started boosting the immune system, started boosting the hormones, serotonin, dopamine, oxytocin, vasopressin were no longer suppressed by cortisol and adrenaline, but now they're allowed to go to work and create a dead grass, the brown grass, the green grass body. And that's why the host became strong. The innate immune system started kicking butt and taking names, and that's what happens to the power of a chiropractic adjustment. They ate food back then. They exercised back then. They got sleep back then. It wasn't a lifestyle problem. It was a fact that their brain was subluxated. They got it corrected, and that's what made us – that's why we're still here today.
Right. Absolutely. And here's the thing. Our practice members and humanity need us to change spines, lives, and minds more than ever.
More than ever.
We have a choice of not serving or serving, or serving them to their highest good and helping them realize how chiropractic plays a part in their resistance, their resilience, their adaptability, and their life so they can avoid the poop storms. And there's
right.
a big storm going on right now.
You know, it is, but also it's like it's revealing the thing. We're not crazy.
Right.
The very things that we've been saying for a very, very, very long time, we're like, see, we told you this is how it works.
That right.
There's more, you know. And so the thing is that what I'm excited about Mile High 2020 this year, the reason why you should all go and bring your friends is that we're going to help you yourself, you know, flip the switch for yourself so that physically, emotionally, spiritually, you're green grass. You're fully charged, powered. You're stronger than ever. And I'll be there personally to make sure it happens. But also then to lead our page. Again, the world has shown us that maybe the old way of doing things isn't good enough anymore. That the principle is just as real as today, but we have to present it in a way that's relevant to these people to help them realize that healing's electric, not chemical. Yes, there's a time for vitamins and eating good and essential oils, and I use all of those. But I don't use any of those until I get my chiropractic adjustment first and get it corrected and get it measured and make sure I'm clear. Once I'm clear, then I can protect myself from the three T's by using my nutrition and my exercise and my herbs and vitamins and homeopathy and all that stuff. That's fine. But that's part of the protective mechanism. But keeping myself clear is what I need to wake up every day and do. And just like BJ said, the community is not going to make the individual healthy. You can't inoculate or vaccinate the whole world and expect me to be healthy. But if I take individual responsibility for my nerve system and stay at ease, and I live a life of ease, and I can teach my patients to live a life of ease, the more people we have in our community that are at ease are less people who are sick, less people who are having to go to the hospital, less people who are walking around stressed out in fear. And that's how we change the world, one life, one spine at a time, one adjustment at a time, rebooting those brains to be full of ease and put an end to dis-ease in our communities, our state, our nation, our profession in this world.
Yes, being a fully charged battery.
Exactly.
Right.
Charge it up.
Well, Dr. Joe, thank you so much for sharing that today. Thank you so much for opening up Mile High each year. Is there any way people can connect with you more?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, they don't call me Papa Joe for nothing. Just text me. Here's the number, 720-730-7424. Again, 720-730-7424. Text me your name and your email, and I'll send you some of the links of the stuff I talked about today. I'll be your friend. But text me your name and email and get in contact, and I'm here to help you live a life of ease so that you can be at ease in your life. You can be at ease in your marriage. You can be at ease with your kids. You can be at ease with your team. You can be at ease with your patients because this game's not for cowards, and it's probably going to get a lot worse than it is before it gets better. But if you train, like Danny said, and you come to Mile High and you get plugged in and you stay connected, man, we're going to have a good time saving this world in a yep. state of ease. Because really, I tell you now, gravity still works. If I have my keys here and I drop the keys, guess what? They're falling every time. That's why I know I still got a job and we're still going to be keep saving lives.
Well, I notice it works with Sharpies too, not just
Sharpies. It's Sharpies, keys, whatever it is. It works every time.
maybe we'll start a new tradition at Mile High. I'll start dropping the Sharpies.
There you go.
So, again, thank you so much, Dr. Joe. Thank you for being a light for chiropractic in Colorado. We'll see you at Mile High, August 20th to 23rd, 2020. what Dr. Joe shared, what we share on these podcasts, this is what we're all about, okay? Be there, www.milehigh2020.com. By the way, flights are cheap now. This is a great time to reserve them. And just act expectantly to be there, because we'll be there. And
yes.
It will be a perfect time to hone in your chiropractic philosophy. Thank you so much. Never miss any Mile High Tick. Make sure you hit subscribe and keep changing spines, lives, and minds with chiropractic. Thank you again, Dr. Joe.
God bless you. Love you, buddy.